so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us run the race not only for the bride, but as those who gone before us, let us lead to those behind us. The heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe.
And the lives we live
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church of Morgan Hill. And we thank you this morning for gathering here in the name of Jesus Christ to worship and give him all the praise that he deserves. We want to say, if you're a first-time member here or attending the service, that if you would tear a little portion off the program that was given to you and put it in the offering, Pastor would just like to send you a thank you for attending with us today. And as we begin today's service, I would like to read Psalm 96, verses 1, 8, and 9. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. And today we seek to worship him in spirit and truth here at Bethel Baptist Church. I also have a few announcements. I'd like to remind you that tomorrow evening, Monday evening, September the 14th at 7 o'clock, the Ladies' Bible Study will begin again. Also on Sunday, October the 11th, our church anniversary will be celebrated here at Bethel Baptist, and the guest speaker will be Sam Perez, one of the missionaries that we support, who is in Spain. We also would like to thank God for the success of the picnic that was done yesterday, and the success and the fun that everybody had at that gathering yesterday. Let us begin the service today as we seek God in prayer. Almighty Father, blessed is thy holy name. We praise and worship thee, Almighty God, because you have shed thy mercy and grace upon our souls through the sacrifice of thy Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, help us to give a witness of thy love and mercy in our lives, O Lord God, here at Bethel Baptist. Help thy servant, our pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he proclaims the gospel today, O Lord God, that you'll be with him and call more of thy children through his proclamation of thy word. We pray, Almighty God, for this country that we live in, the United States of America. You know the turmoils and the trials that we see in our president's lives today. As a call to my mind, O Lord God, as the prayer that was prayed for him the other day in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, where you have written and commanded to the church and to all your people, if we would humble ourselves and seek thy face, that you would forgive us our sins and heal our land, O Lord God. Help us, O Father, to seek thee in prayer and to turn from our wicked ways, to serve thee in spirit and truth, that you may minister thy blessings upon this country as you have continued to do. We pray, O Lord God, for our missionaries that we support and all the missionaries all over the world and in the United States. May you continue to watch over and protect them and their families from evil. And may you continue to use them to proclaim thy gospel, to call more of thy children into thy kingdom. This we ask, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, amen. We ask you now to turn to hymn 27, and we ask that you would please stand as we sing this to the praise of God.
Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to give. Bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friends, this is Pastor Otero speaking to you. Privately, in the meantime, we have the offertory. I just want to recall yesterday to your memory, because it was our picnic day and was a beautiful and wonderful expression of the love of God and the fellowship of His saints. And I'm really proud of our church family and thankful to God that no injuries were there, even though we have a large number of people worshiping in that particular service. Now, we are today I join a wonderful section of the book of Exodus on the commandments. And today is going to touch all of us, because the commandment is number 5. It talks about parents, children obeying their parents. What a great lesson we're going to have as I look forward to develop the scriptures for you. In the meantime, remember our phone number, 778-2595. If you have any need for us to help you spiritually, here is our phone number again. May God richly bless you. Let's join the service.
Thank you, choir. We now ask you to take your Bibles and to turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. If you don't have a Bible, there's a Bible provided for you in the pew, and you'll find today's reading in that Bible on page 60. We ask that you would please stand for the reading of God's Word. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of any thing that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord hath made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is in thy neighbor's. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Almighty Father, glory unto thy holy name. And that name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who we worship and love and seek after. Father, in the mercy and the grace that you have shed upon our souls through our Lord Jesus, we thank thee. And we ask, O Lord God, that you will be with us today as we seek to proclaim thy gospel, O Lord, that you'll be with your servant, our pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he proclaims the word unto the people. Amen. That you'll be merciful, that you will call more of thy children into thy kingdom. And as thy word will be taught today, O Lord, as for thy father and thy mother to honor, and also the responsibility that you have given us to our parents, that you'll keep us to be obedient to them, O Lord God, as we are unto thee. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall unfold, preparing is a trance. The stars will bloom. With thunders of praise. light in you.
Thank you, Mr. Noriel. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and quickly move our Bible to Exodus chapter 20 And verse 12, please. Our Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will open our mind and hearts so that we may understand your word and the message of your word to our heart, counting with the Holy Spirit, who is the author, the interpreter, and the teacher of the scripture. We are thankful for this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going back today to the Ten Commandments, as we have the work to do in studying them and see what them has to say for our life. And today our text is in verse 12, Exodus chapter 20, and in verse 12. And has to do with something of vital, very vital importance to ourselves, to each one of us, to each one who live in this universe, has to do with the family. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 and in verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The family is of vital importance to all of us and to God. For the family was the first institution formed upon this earth. Before government, before a nation was created, the family was formed by God. God created the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, and they became quickly man and wife. Then Eve bore a son. Thereby, the first family was formed, created as the most important institution, as the foundation of all human life and development that was to follow upon this earth. The family is the center of society. It is the family that forms the community, the society, the government, and the nations upon this earth. It is not enough for men and women to exist. That is not enough. For most, men and women must become fathers and mothers. They must give birth to children, or elsewhere, everything humanly that exists eventually will cost to exist. Human life will stop. Human society would stop, and human government would stop if man do not procreate. So the family, and I'm going to define the family, the father, the mother, and the child, is the most important institution that God has created, the very foundation of society, the community, and nations. I read this in a paper. As goes the family, so goes society. And I read it just recently with the difficulty that we are having in our first family. As goes the family, so goes society. And here's the point. Every generation must give attention to the family and strengthen it if the human race is to survive. Children who honor and respect the family are children who honor and respect people around their life. The very survival of society and civilization depends upon strong families, upon fathers, mothers, and children who honor and respect each other. That's what God wrote that commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. For this reason, we must give attention and fight, really fight against the evil of men, the evil that destroy us. And let me give you some examples. Selfishness will destroy the family. Materialism will destroy the family. Bitterness will destroy the family. Ungodliness will destroy the family. Immorality will destroy the family and society. Rebellion, indulgence, irresponsibility, greed, hostility, all these things will destroy the family. God established then the primacy and importance of the family forever when he created the first man and the first woman. So he reinforces the primacy of the family with this great commandment that we have before us. Honor thy father and thy mother. So we're going to ask the commandment the classic questions. Who is to obey this commandment? That's the first question I like to ask. Second question is, how long was this commandment to be enforced? The third question I'm going to ask is, what is the charge of this commandment? There's a fourth question, because the commandment is different from any other commandment, and is this. There is a great promise attached to this commandment. What does that mean? Look at it in your Bible. They said that thy days may be long upon the land. What does that mean? And then what is the decision, the responsibility that this commandment imply to you and to me? So let's work together. Who is to obey this commandment? Verse 12. Who is to obey his father and his mother? Well, the commandment said honor. And if you will know Hebrew or Greek or any other language than English, you will know that you don't need the pronoun to tell you that you all, that's the way it's written in Hebrew, you all are to honor your father and mother, every one of us. Just think for a moment. Every person earth has or has had in the past had a father and mother. Is that right? Nobody came from the blue. God command us, every one of us, to honor and respect our fathers and our mothers. So as long as you have a father and a mother, you need to obey these commandments. Just simple like that. Who is to obey the commandment? As long as you have a father and mother, you need to obey the commandment. Now, how long was this commandment in force? Was it meant for Israel alone? Meant only for the ancient world? Or has there always been a need for children to honor and respect their parents? Now, let's ask the question, what about today? Is there a need today for us to honor our fathers and mothers? The answer is obvious. In fact, each of the Ten Commandments meets a very specific need of man, a desperate need that has to be met, or else man and society will be destroyed. The point is this. God loves man and has determined that man must be saved, not destroyed. Remember, he sent Jesus to save those who were lost in the Bible. That's why he sent Jesus, to save those who were lost. So man loved mankind, and he wants not mankind left to his own, they will destroy themselves. Therefore, God has reached out to man and give man the Ten Commandments to govern his life and community. If the family disintegrated, then all the great virtues of life to keep him from destroying himself would soon disappear. For example, honor, respect, concern, responsibility, decency, love, joy, peace. Those things I learned myself, not in the school of life, but in my home through my father's instruction and rigidity of the home. Of course, when you're a child, you think your father is too rigid. You think your father is too strong. But how thankful I am. How many generations of people are to honor their parents? As long as men and women and children live upon the earth, we are to honor our parents. And if you don't believe me, move your Bible, put one hand in Exodus 12, and move your Bible to the last chapter of Ephesians. in chapter 6. This is the first century. And the commandment is repeated again. This is the first century. And Paul writes in Ephesians 6 verse 1, Children, obey our parents. Now it's a little stronger than the Hebrew because God, in his choice, used a word called habokuo. And our brother Ortiz knows this word because he was a sergeant. And when he had the platoon with him and he said left, he would look and everybody turned left. Because nobody said, well, not today, and turn right. That's the kind of word used here. Habakkuk, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right. Honor, look at verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. The commandment is repeated with the explanation of the apostle. So here we have, how long is this commandment to obey? As long as we have a father and a mother and a child, the commandment is there. Now comes the hardest part. And this is very intense. And I confess to you, I have put more hours in this sermon than any other sermon of my life. I have woken up in the night. Because I want to be precise of what the scripture says. In view of what America is looking on parenthood. And this will destroy all governmental ideas of parenthood, what I want to say now. It's going to give you a straightforward what the scripture says. And that word, honor your father and mother. What is the charge of this commandment? What does God have in mind when he says honor thy father and thy mother? Now, do you remember the first four commandments cover our duty to God? And I just recall them for you. Who and what is God? That's the first commandment. God is unreplaceable. You cannot replace God from anything. Second commandment. God is serious about his name. Third commandment. Fourth commandment, God is serious about his holy day. Isaiah 58, 13. But once we have done our duty to God, notice what is our very next duty. Look at it in the Bible, verse 12. To honor our parents. The right order is just this. God is first in your life, then our parents. You see what God wants to tell us? God is first in our life, and then our parents. I would like you to notice 6 points about the charge of this command. At least I discovered 6 things, and that were honor your father and mother. And I go over them with you. Number one, the Hebrew word honor, pronounced kabed, means the difference, means that we are to respect, to esteem, and highly regard our parents. Is the highest expression of honor of your life is toward your parents. You are to esteem them to the highest degree about anybody else in this earth. Your parents. And I'm going to go over some 7-8 scripture with you to show you the seriousness of this. There should be nobody in my life and in your life higher than your father and your mother. To honor means to obey and respect our parents. Look at it in Mark 7 and in verse 10. To honor means to obey and respects our parents. Gospel of Mark chapter 7 verse 10. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whose causes father or mother, who curse father or mother, let him die the death. Wow. Wow. Some of you children are a little bit upset because your parents, when you are disobedient, they help you to obey. But look at here. If you curse, if you ever grow up and you curse your father and mother, the elders of the city will put you to death. Because thou will destroy the nation of Israel. Wow. To honor means to listen to our parents and never despise them when they are old. I repeat it. To honor means to listen to our parents and never despise them when they are old. Look at in Proverbs in chapter 23 and in verse 22. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. What a great expression. I repeat the text, Proverbs 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. What a great commandment. Honor means to be wise and not foolish in your life. You're in Proverbs 23, go to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 1, the Bible says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness of his mother. I read it again. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness of his mother. Praise God for mother's love, who rather than rejecting the son who is foolish, she have a heavy heart for it. Do you have the picture of a mother? To honor means to have a testimony of a pure behavior upon this earth. Look at them, Proverbs 20. And in verse 11, Proverbs 20 in verse 11, even a child is known by his doing, whether, said the scripture, his work, and his work means his behavior, his conduct, be pure, and whether it be right. Even a child is known by what the child does. To honor means to respect and reverence our parents when they are elderly. Leviticus 19, verse 3. And Leviticus 19 and in verse 3, the Bible says, ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath, said the Lord. Ye shall keep on fear, keep on respecting your father and your mother through the years. I am the Lord, he said. Wow. To honor means to accept the true faith of our parents, their belief in God the Son and the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember 2 Timothy in chapter 1 and in verse 5, the commendation given to the apostle, from the apostle to Timothy? 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, the apostle Paul said to his partner in the ministry, Timothy, he says, when I call, said the apostle Paul, because he knew the family of Timothy, being a Greek, when I call into remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. In other words, Timothy, you're really a true man, he said, which dwell first in thy grandmother, said Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wonderful. Wonderful. Honor means to believe as our parents have come to believe in the true gospel. To honor means to respect our parents so much that it carries over to others, honoring and respect other persons. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and in verse 1 we read, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. I think I say it before, but I say it again. In my neighborhood in Argentina, when I grew up at 13, 14, went to high school and so on, and my neighborhood, we had 20, in our block, we had 20 houses. And I keep saying to people, I have 20 mothers and 20 fathers. Because they were entitled to correct me if they see me in the street doing something that was wrong. And I learned to respect the elder, regardless if he right or wrong, to respect it and to honor. So the first charge is this. You need to honor your parents. You need to get to the root of this. You need to honor your parents. Period. No excuses. No arguments. You honor your parents. Now the second charge is this. I want you to notice that mothers are to be honored just as much as fathers. And the father just as much as mothers. Look back in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. Mothers and fathers are placed on equal footing. You see that? On equal footing. There is no one that has to respect more to the father than to the mother. God himself honor and respect mothers as much as fathers and charges all children to honor them equally. So the commandment said not only you honor your father, but also you honor your mother. Charge number three. Notice that every person within the family is mentioned. The child, the mother, and the father. Do you notice that in the commandment? Honor thy father and thy mother. That thy days, is talking to the children, may be long upon the land. The implication to me is very clear. The families on the earth and of the world as a whole are to be filled with honor and respect. Honor and respect are to flow the hearts and lives of our families. You will see a greater vocabulary in your home. You will see a greater tenderness in the relationship when you talk to each other, when your husbands talk to your wife, and when your wife talk to your husband. If you have learned from childhood to honor your parents, when you marry, you do as well to honor your wife and to honor your husband. The reason for this is that the family is the basic unity of society, the very foundation of society. And God knows this. If we honor and respect one another, then peace and love will prevail upon the earth. If we honor and respect one another, then the behavior of men will be controlled. If we honor and respect one another, there will be no lawlessness and selfishness. There will be only honor and respect for all people, for all the parents and children of the earth. And that is a dream. Number four, notice that this commandment emphasizes one of the great lessons of life. Here's the lesson of life. We must learn by example. We must learn by example. Children are to honor their parents. How? By the parents showing honor to their parents. See, if your children, if they see that you honor grandpa and grandma, they will get the idea. You get the idea? If you as an adult person, as an individual who are now having children, if you show your children that when you go to grandma's home, you honor grandma and grandpa, they will get the lesson that you really want to teach them. The commandment charges all children to honor their parents, even if they are adult parents themselves. The adult child is to honor their parents. In Titus chapter 2 and in verse 7, the Bible said this. Titus 2 and verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, and sincerity. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. What about the classic text in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6? Most of you know these texts by memory. In Proverbs 22 and in verse 6, it said, train up a child. Doesn't say teach. Teach is different. The training. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child. How you train up a child? By giving yourself the example of kindness and gentleness and honoring to your parents. Charge number 5. What about parents who neglect their children or who abuse their children? Our children to honor and respect parents who are evil, who live in sin and abuse them. Listen to the scripture. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, said the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6:1. Children are to obey their parents. The word to obey means to submit, to comply, to hearken, to heed, to follow directions and guidance and instruction from their parents. But what about the problem that are so repulsive and evident in our society today? The problems of parental abuse, the problem of physical abuse, sexual abuse, and mental abuse to our children. Is a child to obey a parent when the parent is devilish wrong? And the answer is no, 1,000 times no. When a parent is not acting in the Lord, he is not to be obeyed, said the scripture. The Lord has nothing whatsoever to do with the filth and unrighteousness and abuse of our precious children. One of the most severe warnings ever issued in all history of mankind is done by Jesus. And I want you to look on it. It's in Mark chapter 9. And look at what the scripture says in Mark chapter 9, verse 42. Jesus protect our children in a mighty way. He says, whatsoever and whosoever, Mark 9, 42, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Now, and that's the context. And then Jesus explained, and if thy hand offended thee, if you are offended your children with your hand, cut it off, said Jesus. And it is better for thee to enter into the life maimed than having two hands and go into hell. Verse 44, where the worm die not and the fire is quenched. Verse 45, in thy foot offended thee, if with the foot you have offended your children, because children is the context. Then it's better you to go without that foot into heaven. Verse 47, if I offended thee, if you really have offended your children the way you look to them, that's the context. I tell you, it is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable how difficult it is to live in a home with father and mother are irrespectful to their children. But those children are not to obey them in their devilish situation. Now, number 6. What about abusive children to their parents? Because I have learned this. What about abusive children to their parents? The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obeying your parents is right. It is of the Lord. It pleases the Lord. Therefore, obey them. But what about abusive children? See, again, to obey, to really obey your parents means to honor them, to hold them in a high esteem, to hold them precious, to hold respect, reverence, kindness. Scripture is not speaking to a certain age, you know, a child. It is speaking to all, even those who are children with parents still living. We adults, if we have our parents living, we must respect and honor our parents. Tragically, this is a rarity today. I'm going to read from the official report of the Children Protection Agency of the United States of America in Washington, D.C. They said this: too often, a child responds to his parent is that of, and I'm reading, talking back, grumbling, cuddling the parent, disregarding instruction, ignoring the parents, speaking disrespectfully, not listening, calling the parents a cute name, but disrespectfully. This is wrong and need to be changed, and we don't know how to do it. Are we Christians to offer a solution to these people? Number four, there is a great promise in the commandment. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. Here is the promise: that thy days may be long. Every person should seek ever so diligently to lay hold of these promises. And here is the promise: a person who honors his parents will live and extend a life upon the land, said the verse. Now the question, the open question is, what does it mean? Well, the answer is what the scripture says. And you don't have to look in the scripture, because I want to finish in time and I want to read the scriptures for you. What does it mean, this verse, honor thy father and thy mother, that you might have a long life upon, here's the key, upon the land, not upon the earth, but upon the land? Go back in your mind in Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. For all the land which thou seest, God is speaking to Abraham, to thee will I give it, unto thy seed forever. Verse 16. And I will make thee, Abraham, and thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed be numbered. Verse 17. Arise, Abraham, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give this unto you. Verse 18. And Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plains of Mamre, which the Hebrew word is Hebron, where we get the Hebrew word Hebrew, and build there an altar unto the Lord. Now, is that all? That means if we all obey our parents, we're all going to live in Israel? Because that's the word land. Is that all? No. I want you to look now in Hebrews 11. Look in Hebrews 11 and in verse 8 to 10. This Abraham that literally believed the promise of God and moved into Israel today, is Israel today. Look what he was looking for. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse 9, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in the strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with him of all the promise. Does the verse ends over there? No, the paragraph ends in verse 10. And what verse 10 said? For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is who? Is God. So this is a great spiritual proverb, a promise. What is the spiritual promise? And the spiritual promise is this: a person who believes God will inherit the kingdom of God and will be with him forever. A person who believes God. Remember Matthew 7:21. No, everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. And so, what is
the decision required by this commandment. If you obey the commandment, you know why you obey it? It's because you're a believer. I cannot go with this piece of information to the Child Resource Center of the United States and said, if we establish this commandment, we all the children and parents of America will be okay. You know why? Because they're unbelievers. You got to be a believer to have the power to obey this commandment. And I think that perhaps the reason you cannot obey your parents is not because of your age, it is not because of the environment, it is not because of the school, it is not because of the education, it is not because of your background, it is because you are not a believer. The Bible said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says in John 20, verse 31, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believe in ye might have life through his name. You say, well, Pastor, I have no faith. Don't worry about it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Thus, faith is not an obstacle, because it is a gift of God. You don't have to buy faith. You don't have to try to believe. It is a gift of God. If you read this book, the Bible is going to come to you. That's why Satan knows that and put people away from the Bible. That's why Satan takes the Bible away from the schools, and they want to have good kids in the school. Are they crazy? They're going to have a generation of super Americans without the Bible. They're going to have a generation of animals. They're going to eat each other and never know what is respect and honor. Oh, my friend. May God richly bless you as you seek to fulfill His will in your life. But the first will of God is that you may read the book and find Jesus your Savior. I don't care what you call it, a Catholic or a Baptist or a Pentecostal. Forget about that. Let's talk about Christianity. Christianity comes from reading the Word of God. You come to believe in Jesus. And once you believe in Jesus and you read the Bible and you see Exodus 20, 12, so, oh, wow, I have to honor my father. Then you will want to honor because you are a believer. We are not going to help people with psychologists and psychiatrists and I don't care who you put over there. We are not going to help people because the help has to come in the heart of people. And the only person that helps the hearts of people is God. Oh, may God bless us, that we who are Christians never be proud of it, but be humble enough to show people the respect that our children have for us and the respect that we have for others. See, when the world sees that, they see the difference. And when they see the difference, then they're going to believe. So we have a work to do. Rather than putting the finger on this and on this and on this, I think we have to do what Jesus said. Let's put the finger on us and see if our house is in order. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the lesson today. You are very serious about the family. And you taught us today that we need to start in our own house. And you taught us that this commandment is so impossible to fulfill unless we are believers. And so, Father, I pray for those who listen that they too may come to believe in the Son of God, the one who took our guilt upon Calvary Cross, the one who took our judgment upon Calvary Cross. And when that happened, then we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Then we are a new creature. Then we have a new body, a new mind, a new way to live, and we're able to teach our children the new life. Lord, bless those who came to know you in an elderly age, and so their children maybe grow up without Jesus. And now they want to go back and teach them the right thing, and there is rejection. Father, have mercy on them. And as you promised that you will bless us and our house, bless those houses who have unbelievers' children, that they too may come to know you and love you, so that we can have a society who respect each other. In Jesus, we pray and thank you for what you're going to do. Amen. Will you take the hymn books, please, and open, and I think it's 525.
where we going to honor this commandment and sin in reference to our parents, all right? 125, a Christian home. Will you stand, please, as we sing again? Up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace in Jesus' name. Amen.